Texas 13 Representative Mac Thornberry's office put out a press release saying that the U.S. House had passed his Red River Gradient Boundary Survey Act, which deals with the Bureau of Land Management's attempt to confiscate private property from Texas landowners. Thornberry said, "This bill essentially requires the Bureau of Land Management to do what they should have done all along. Its passage in the House is an important step toward providing these landowners with the legal certainty they deserve." The press release lists things the bill does, which includes a survey of the entire 116-mile stretch of contested area along the Red River using the gradient boundary survey method developed and backed by the Supreme Court to find the proper ownership boundary between public and private land. Texas and Oklahoma get to pick the surveyors, not the BLM, and that's good too. But what's missing from all the verbiage in the press release is protection of the property Texans own and hold title to and have paid taxes on for decades. If I understand the bill Thornberry's gotten through the House, it could still result in the loss of private property to the federal government should the survey prove adverse to landowners. This is unacceptable, as these owners hold title and patents to this land. So what's Thornberry really done other than make the BLM dot each I and cross each T in the process of taking private land? Well, maybe the process will prevent some takings and indeed give legal certainty. But what good is certainty if such turns out to be the certainty of taking your land? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.